Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. I have to say that I've been getting out later and later because there's so many little tiny things that I have to take care of all the time before I can get out of my house that it's crazy. And tonight I have this gala event to go to that's a black and white, and I'm thinking, yeah, I can get all dressed up now and then go to the studio and then what? Like, you know, you're going to get there and change out and then change back and then drive back. And, yeah, I've got plenty of time, but I've too much on my mind to just, like, run over and deal with everything that's going on over there. So I have all sorts of good news. I'm going to be staying in my studio for another year. It all worked out, so I don't have to look for another space for a year. So I have a year. Actually, that's not true. I will start looking, but I don't have to move for a year. So yippee-ki-yay, that's all I can say. And now I'm trying to log in. You know, me and technology, right? So I have all these issues with technology because whatever my energy is, it kind of kicks the butt of everything that I do. So my fabulous new phone is freezing, it's not pixelating, it doesn't pixelate, it's a phone. It freezes, I don't know, it's been doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And so I can't really, you know, the whole can't touch it, try not to touch it, it's really hard. I try to do everything through my Bluetooth, and I'm talking to you actually on my home phone because easier said that way than talking to you on my cell phone. Anyway, so the weather, let's see, raining, balmy, a little cold. It's in the, it's 61 degrees, which is actually not so cold, but raining and going to rain all day. So I guess I'm going curly tonight with my hair. And yeah, so that's the weather. Yesterday was a little chilly, but not actually bad. So I signed myself up for a class. Now, it's not yoga, but hold on to your hats, folks. I'm taking ballet. How funny is that? I have to say that I'm really enjoying it, and I only did one class. So far, I have to say, she said I did really well. I have to say I don't know about that, but I really enjoyed it. And so I'm not as limber as I used to be. So working on stretching is going to be a fabulous thing for me. So that's like my main goal now, is to get relaxed and loosened up and actually start doing something that I feel great about. I haven't been able to do yoga because of a neck injury. And that was a while ago. And what happens is like half of those poses, just even though my neck is completely healed, and I mean really completely healed, like I am totally fine, my neck just doesn't have that same kind of capability. And what happens is it starts to hurt, you know, and then I'm like, I aggravate it, and then I can't sleep because it makes my arm numb and it blah, 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 blah. So rather than doing yoga, I've been doing other kinds of things. So I have to say that this is spectacular. I am so elated that, this makes me very, very happy. So, yes, there you go. Yeah, so that's my thing. That's all I'm saying. That's pretty much as far as I'm going with that. So it's raining, and we have this gala event. So the gala is for the art center where I teach. And now that's where I'm going to be taking my ballet dance class. So Tuesday nights I will be occupied. So that means I have to be running. So that means that if I go to the studio early Monday, I have to be back in the art center on Monday nights. And then if I go to the studio early on Tuesday, I have to be back at the art center on Tuesday nights. Always works out that way. Isn't that how things go? You never really get the break that you want, that you can just, you know, whatever. And then Wednesdays, I have a standing appointment in New York, which is actually 10. Tonight it's what's it called? It's switched for tomorrow. So somebody's beeping in. Can you imagine someone's calling me during my radio show? Doesn't everybody know that this is when I do my show? Anyway, so I'm looking at my plants. My plants are doing really well, and I have to say that even though the temperature's changing and things are sitting on the windowsill, my plants are doing really well. It was like, you know, I went yesterday and I was sitting in my office. I have a few offices that I go and I spend some time in when I need to decompress, I guess is a good word. And one of them is in Great Neck. So I was sitting in my Great Neck office, and they were doing work at my personal location. So I had to just adjust my location for a little while. And all I can tell you is I love all the houses that they're building over there. And since I'm now, like, really consumed with property and where to go and what to own and what to buy and what I'm looking at, what I'm interested in, it's really interesting because it's like, I don't know, it's just one of those things that you're kind of like looking at it going, is that the place? Ooh, is that the place? Is that the place? Anyway, so that's where my mind is at the moment, consumed with where do I want to go? So anyway, too many things to talk about, right? And at the same time, not that you want to talk about all these different things. So, what else? So it's Halloween. Halloween is coming up. A good friend of mine's birthday is actually on Halloween. And although this year I will not be spending it with her because, you know, circumstances beyond her control have pulled her away. And so I can say a pre-happy birthday, you know, to my good friend Tina. So her birthday's on Halloween. I love that. I have a lot of friends whose birthdays are on holidays. It's, you know, it's just the funny thing because that's just the way it goes, right? And we already know that my birthday is Memorial Day, which jumps around now because they made it Monday. It's been Monday for years and years and years. But when I was born, it was Monday prop. It was just that day, and it happened to be on a Monday, and then they decided we're going to keep it on Monday to have a three-day weekend, like the President's Days and everything. We're going to change that because we want to have a three-day weekend. They can't just have the three-day weekend anyway. They have to have a reason for it. We'll give it this day. We'll combine all of these things together and make it that way. So, of course, you know how I feel about sports. I'm not a sport fan. I'm not into sports at all, but the Mets, everybody I know is into the Mets right now. And so historically, what was it? I was asking a friend of mine when was the last time? Now, I have to tell you, I remember the last time they won because it was I was seeing somebody who was really into it. And the Giants also won that year. So 1986, the Mets and the Giants both won the big show. And then I was talking to somebody and I found out that the last time the Mets won before that and the only other time was 1969. So 69 and 86, and now if they can pull it off, 2015. So they lost last night, which I have to say I really do not care. I really do not care, but I guess because everybody's so into it, I can't be that person and say, you know. So I would like to see them win. I think that would be a really good thing. And, you know, because it's been such a long time. Don't you think it's time? I love that expression. It's been so long since that I think they deserve it. Anyway, so let's get back to that ballet class that I'm taking. So here I'm taking this dance class. And like I stated, different than yoga, better than yoga. Although I've been thinking about going back and taking yoga from the beginning, like starting from scratch all over again, I'm not so into it anymore. You know, there was a time that I was like a diehard yoga fanatic. And even though I've only done one class here, and I was in my yoga clothes, everybody else is in their little ballerina outfits with their little see-through skirts and their tights. And they're, or leotards or whatever you want to call it. And here I am in my capri yoga pants and a pair of bowling shoes because I don't really own sneakers and I don't have ballet shoes. And all of the gym stuff that I've ever done all through the years, with the exception of one other dance class, is all barefoot. So it doesn't matter what you walk into the gym wearing, you take it off to do the class. So I always think that's really funny. So now I have to go out and buy some type of a ballet shoe. Now, we all know very well that pink is not my color. Not only is it not my color, I don't like pink. So the teacher was wearing these black jazz shoes. She said those were instructor shoes. So I'm going to actually look for a pair of ballet shoes that are not pink. That's what I'm going to try to achieve. That's going to be my goal. My penultimate goal is to find some kind of a shoe that is not pink and not a sneaker. So that all actually works out. So I have to say that I'm not even as sore as I thought I was going to be. I might be a little bit more sore in the rib cage. And actually, really, I don't really hurt at all, actually, now that I think of it. But yesterday, after the class was done and I sat down for the first time and I went out to dinner with a friend, when we got up from the restaurant, I could feel it in my legs. Now, I'm not going to say I don't feel it in my legs. I do. I feel it everywhere. I'm just not dire, which is fabulous because considering that I'm thinking that I'm in, like, really poor shape, I think that I'm not even close to as poor as I thought I was. So it's only my flexibility that I really have to focus on. Although balance and all that other stuff, all that jazz, you know, it's all good. Let me tell you, it was such a breath of fresh air. I had such a good time. I think that I had a huge smile on my face the whole time, even when I was messing it up. Because, you know, it's my first time. And I have to tell you, I'm sure I'm going to be messing it up for the next 6 months. So remember, you know, I took tango lessons for like a year and a half. So here's a funny story. So I'm taking these tango lessons, and I have to say, I really love tango. And part of the tango lessons, they talk about the waltz. So part of the whole thing is there's a step that's very similar to the three-step waltz. So it's the 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So last night we're doing the ballet, and she's everything is in French. I'm positive it was French, but I could be wrong. I'm positive it was French. And then everything that she's talking about, then all of a sudden she said to me, it's the waltz, this particular step. So what we do is the first 45 minutes we're working on a bar. And that's really good because you hold on to the bar and the bar stabilizes you. And there's a few times that you let go of the bar and you're standing on your tippy toes and you're practicing balance. And I have to say I was pretty good with all of that. The hardest thing for me was to put the leg up on the bar. I couldn't do the high rung. I could get my leg on the high rung. I couldn't do the stretches on the high rung. I had to go down to the one that was, what was it, like 8 or 10 inches lower. And then stretch it out. So those are the stretches I have to work on, the hip hinges and all that other stuff, because I haven't done anything. You know, what do? I dance, and I occasionally jump rope, and now I've been, like, sitting and painting sitting because I can't be jumping all over the place because I'm very focused on what I'm doing. So I couldn't do the stretches on the upper bar is what I'm saying. So now we come off of all of that. So the next half hour of the class is like you're actually doing like leaps and running across the room. And I said to her, I don't know how to run. It was so funny because it's not like you're running like a race. It's a ballet run. It's like it's not a skip or a jump, but it's like you're running and then you see, like, as she put it, a puddle of water and you're jumping, you're leaping over the puddle. It was so funny. I loved it. And she was so sweet. She was all like, oh, my God, you got that. Oh, that was so good. Oh, I'm like that when I teach. She introduced me as, you know, one of the fellow teachers, and it was just so endearing. It's like I'm on the other side of it. It was so sweet because I give that same reassurance to all of my students every time they do anything. you know, I tell them immediately how wonderful they are and that I think that they're spectacular and they're so successful and it's all beautiful and everything's glorified and wonderful, yay. And she was doing that for me. It was really sweet. So I know that I slowed that class down, but the warm-up was spectacular. So when we're standing in the middle of the room trying to do all of these things, I'm like a lumberjack. And it's so funny. And I kept asking, what am I supposed to do with my arms? But I have to tell you, trying to focus on what you're doing with your arms and what you're doing with your legs is very, very challenging. And it's all a matter of getting it. And now here's the funny part. So you do everything in one direction, and then you turn around and do everything in the opposite direction. So you start off with your left hand on the bar, then you turn around and you've got your right hand on the bar. And when you're running across the room, you start with your right foot. Now I have to say I am a lefty. But when you turn around and you run back across the room on your left foot, I was so, I was like, as spastic as you could possibly get. And I said to her, that's so funny, I'm a lefty. And she said, it has nothing to do with that. She said, the left is very funny, it's very hard for everybody. And I remember the woman in the toe shoes, so there were two women in actual toe shoes, and they're jumping up on the tippy toes and going across the room. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And they were saying the same thing, that they found it very difficult to do the left, that it was just challenging. And I thought that was very funny. Anyway. But it was really, 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 really spectacular. So for an hour and a half, I attempted to do ballet. And I really truly enjoyed it. So something really special and fabulous to look forward to. And now I'm in, that's it. One class deal, I'm done. I'm in it. I'm not gonna give up. So I will keep you informed and up to speed on my progress. So tonight's the gala. So this is their big fundraiser for the Art Center. And what they used to do is, so they would tell the instructors, listen, you can volunteer and attend and have the dinner. Well, you know, they take X amount of people for the volunteering. Now, I'm not going to really get into this because the people that are volunteering aren't really the people that work there. And the instructors that work there that want to volunteer, you know, they're outpaced because they have enough volunteers. And, you know, so it's kind of like SOL. Okay. So the next thing you know, you're doing your thing, and I get an email, and they said that they are inviting all the instructors for the after dinner. So you can come for the open bar and the dessert and partake in the show. So they have entertainment and that's part of the fundraiser. So I guess the first part of it, as always, is, you know, everybody schmoozes, and then they talk, and then they eat, and then the festivities begin. So I don't have to listen to all the talk and the hype, but I don't get the dinner, which is fine. But I get to have dessert and then watch the show. And that's the really cool thing because, you know, as the Gold Coast Art Center, as we are now the Gold Coast Art Center, theater is a huge thing, so we get tickets to the movies, and we get to see previews of the film festival, and last year I saw a great film, Zero Motivation, an Israeli film, and it was great, and now it's out, so it's like doing the preview. You know, I saw the preview of Pulp Fiction, and it was such a packed house that I actually ended up sitting, I started out, sitting on the floor, you know, to the left. And I'm sitting on the floor, and then somebody opened up, they moved around and they shifted some people, and I was able to take a seat. And then we did that, you know, the survey, you fill out the form afterwards, what did you think, what, you know, and obviously it was a spectacular hit, so. So this is the same thing. So we get to see a preview of, you know, part of the film festival. And so it's a new movie made by an unknown blah, 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 blah. We fill out the form and, you know. And so they give you free tickets. And you can get, like, a ticket a night, one ticket a night for the whole week. It's really cool. So, you know. And then there with the LGBTQ film festival, and I think the last of it was last night. And I didn't go because I had my dance class, but I had all these plans to do this dance class regardless, and there was no way that I wasn't going to do my dance class. So I made a commitment to myself, and that's the most important person that I commit to. So if I tell me I'm doing something, you know damn straight I'm doing it. Because too many times you say, oh, I'm going to do this, and then something and something and something and something come up, and you never do it. Well, I don't think that that's the way to go. So anyway. So pacing around my house, and I have to say that parking has been really hard in my neighborhood at the art studio because they're filming like crazy. And now there's a new show that Deborah Messing is in, Mysteries of Maddie or something like that. So I met a new person that is handling the parking situation. So I may have somebody that's going to save me a space going forward, another person, because person of interest, what was it, Blacklist, I don't even know. I don't watch any of these programs, none, not a one. So it's not like I can tell you what they're about. I have an idea. Okay, no, I really don't. I have no idea what they're about. I think Blacklist, I remember when that first came out because I'm a huge James Spader fan, and it's really funny that he's really let himself go. He was so good-looking. This was, oh, God, I was such a huge fan of his. And, yeah, I probably had one of my biggest crushes on him when he was, you know, hot and blonde and, I don't know, thin and just hot. It's very funny. And it's like, and now you look at him, you're like going, he got so old and he's just so heavy. It's just, it's like the Billy Joel thing. You know, what's up with men blowing up as they get old? That's very funny. Like they blow up and their whole body changes. You know, it's like they're like the Weebles now. They Weeble and they wobble, but they don't fall down. I don't know. Just kind of a funny thing there. I don't know. Anyway, so what else? Anything good? Anything new? Yes. I finally went to Cold Spring, and I had a really fabulous weekend. I spent one night in Kent, New York, this past weekend, and I have to say, what a beautiful area, and it was just a really fabulous house. It was great. It was on a lake, and they had this huge hot tub, and it was just so cozy and comfy. And then, of course, I went to Cold Spring, and I saw Storm King. Now, I've never actually been to Storm King. So here I am on the opposite side of Storm King, and this is north of West Point. So the view from the water where I was, West Point was to my left, which was south. So we're north of West Point. I have to tell you, it's probably a 40-minute ride. I don't know, somewhere between 20 and 40 minutes, I would say, because I have not done that ride from West Point up to Kent or to Cold Spring. But it was really fun. So when I was at my brother's house afterwards and hanging out with my family, wow, 90 seconds. No, I know I started a little late, so I'm going to go just a tiny bit over, but anyway. So I was having technical difficulty getting in because I'm having technical difficulty. Like I said, my new phone is having all sorts of bizarre issues. I was sending a text to a friend, and I kept texting and texting. I'm like going, what is going on here? Why am I getting no response? And then all of a sudden, the next day, I had like 15 texts like all come in at one time. 60 seconds, all at one time, and I was like going, what the heck? So I guess it was my phone. And then this morning my phone went off and on, and last night I was trying to read something on my phone. My phone is huge. It's like, it's smaller than my tablet, but the screen is so big, I can read easily on it. And I was trying to read something, and it kind of froze. And then also when I was listening to messages, because apparently I had 6 voice messages that I'd missed, and they came in also all at one shot, and they were days old. And I was trying to listen to them, and my whole phone just froze, and I couldn't disengage it. So it was kind of bizarre. So Cold Spring. So here I am, and I have to tell you that 10 seconds, so we're not going to stop. So I already said that. I'm not saying it again. So I was telling, you know, my brothers went to see a football game in West Point, at West Point. We used to go there all the time because my mom used to be really into the whole Mother's Day thing. And I'm talking a long time ago. So we would go to West Point for Mother's Day, and they would have, like, this brunch, and it was really beautiful, and you get a tour of the grounds. And after the third time going, you don't do the tour anymore. You just sort of mill around, and you read all the historical facts. And it's really interesting, and there's a lot of history there. And I have to say that where we were was north, and directly across this Excuse me. It's directly across the Hudson of. It's directly across from the. They're both on the Hudson, but we were on the opposite side. There you go. So I was on the west side, not the east side. Anyway, so it was really just beautiful, and the foliage was fabulous. So, it's already. I think it's pretty much. You know, this is it full swing. This is the height. So it's already like on the decline, and the foliage change is just starting to hit us here now. And I tell you, I wanted to go apple picking, and I never did this year, and I didn't last year, but I did go pumpkin picking a few times, and I haven't done any of those things. It's kind of crazy. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know, but it's kind of funny that I just haven't partaken in the outdoor festivities. But I think that the time has come that I'm about to go back and start doing all those things again. Just because I like it, you know. It's not like I don't bake or anything. I did buy a pumpkin when I went to Connecticut that one time to see that art show with my friends. And, you know, the pumpkin has been sitting on the table. And right after Halloween, I will chop that up and cook it. So I have a beautiful pumpkin that I will make a pumpkin pie from, and I'll make pumpkin pie, and I'll have sunflower pumpkin seeds that I will, you know, make myself. I love all that stuff. So it's just kind of funny that I haven't done anything yet, and you know, you get busy with other things, and then it's like it just keeps on going and going and going. Anyway, so I am now cleaning the floor because as I'm pacing back and forth in my apartment, I see that my kitty has gotten sick somewhere over here. Just a little something, something. Nothing major, but done. That's done. Next. So anyway, I guess I could say that I wish everybody a happy, healthy, and a safe Halloween. And thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show. I will let you know how my ballet goes as it goes. So thank you so much for listening. Happy, healthy, happy birthday, and have a great day. Bye.